Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning corn silage harvest. If you've taken a peek at the long-range forecast for July, it's looking like here in Kansas we're going to be pretty warm. So, you know, we could be in that 6 to 8 week window prior to harvest. One of the things you should be thinking about is the storage site for your silage. Is it ready? Do you need to do some site maintenance? Do we need to straighten up some maintenance on the site so that it drains correctly this year? Maybe we need to bring in some fill, or there's some repair if we have a concrete type bunker silo that we need to work on. Some other things to consider: your harvesting equipment. Maybe you own your own chopper, trucks, packing equipment, or bagger. All those things need maintenance so that we're ready when harvest actually comes. If you bring a harvest crew in, maybe even to run your own equipment, do you have those arrangements made? Harvesting supplies, the plastic if we're putting up silage piles or bunker silos so we got something to cover it, or plastic for the bags if we're bagging it, inoculant. Keep in mind that the shipping lanes are moving a little bit slower than what they maybe have in the past, so you may need to allow some extra lead time to make sure that you have these supplies on your farm and ready to go. So the last big question I want you to consider as a farm manager is, what do you need to do this year that you didn't do last year? What kind of mistakes were made in the silage harvesting process, and what kinds of things are you going to change so that that doesn't happen again this year? This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to begin the process of getting ready for corn silage harvest.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.